Two young women on holiday come looking for a snack. They don't even bother to sit down or take their coats off. The temptation to gobble up a sweet snack is too strong. One of them looks at us directly, inviting us into the composition. Of the many delicious treats on display, we can just about make out small pear tarts, millefeuille cakes, custard tarts, choux buns, donuts, jam biscuits, brioche, to name a few. In short, an array of treats to get the stomach rumbling. In the bottom left corner, a hungry little dog begs to be given a share. The air seems to be filled with the mouth-watering scent of honey, orange blossom water, vanilla, and butter. And we can just imagine the delicious smell wafting over from the little oven we can see on the right. That little oven goes everywhere with them. It is a part of their holiday. The refinement of the sweet treats matches the elegance of the two travelling ladies. Notice the way dark purple and orange shades infuse the entire scene. The fine tissues, moiré silk, lace, chiffon, and other delicate fabrics that drape the ladies' transparency show they like to keep up with the latest fashion trends. The French Revolution ushered in a reign of terror, a period when all freedoms were stripped away. It was followed by the Directory, when eccentricity and luxury ruled. Here, notice the carefree way the scarf is knotted on the head of one of the ladies. Is it a sign of debauchery? People indulged in a life of luxury in Paris. Larger-than-life parties and sumptuous dinners were commonplace. Rich young people went in for eccentric clothing, outrageous fashion known as incroyable for men and merveilleuse for women. But when you think about it, where is this scene actually taking place? The poorly lit room doesn't seem to be in keeping with the refinement of these people. The cakes and pastries are laid out on a table in the back room of a shop with a rustic wooden floor. Could this everyday scene, in the genre painting tradition, be happening in the countryside? This early 19th century painting is the work of a woman, Hortense Audebourg Lescaut, one of only a few women at the time to have been an artist in residence at Villa Medici, the prestigious academy for French artists in Rome. She was one of the most high-profile women artists during the Restoration, and the only one to receive a medal from King Charles X in the late 1820s.